So this mindset is instilled with mother's milk, as Jeremy Bentham told Power to ensure. And being such, as such, it is extremely powerful influence in our lives. If false, if unnatural, it is nonetheless, it holds us in a grip, this impulse. And it's conditioned in us irrespective of the official political ideology of the parent. So Marxists will manifest it, mistaking it for healthy competitiveness, no less than fascists. I was thinking this when I was reading the preface to the Grundrisse, and the gentleman who wrote it mentioned that it was lost, quote unquote, and when these things get lost, we know what that really means. Like all those missing documents from Nikola Tesla's apartment, it just got spirited away, never heard from again. Well, this was probably one of those lost documents, and then they figured out at some point that it actually was simply another, you know, because Power has figured out that in order to control our resistance, they have to lead it. That's a deep conversation. We have to seriously think about that. And that the wage work system allows for that. Coerced work allows them to lead our resistance. So that's a big conversation. I'm trying to figure out which way to go after we finish anti-systemic movements, which I'm hoping will be today. We'll see. And feel free to let me know if you have a suggestion. Ha, 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 as if anybody ever writes me. The only recent communication, aside from something I'm not going into, it's a long story. But to make a long story short, I was trying to figure out how to make my house communal in perpetuity. And there's a nonprofit near where I live called the Northern California Land Trust. Long story short, they don't seem to have the answer. We'll have to look at that issue. There is no category communal in perpetuity when it comes to property. That's not a loophole they forgot to close, trust. But these days I can only keep two threads going at a time. It's going to be one of them days, folks. It's been one of those weeks, months, years. I was just saying that the last letter, actually physical letter that I received, was a Christmas card, I should say holiday greeting, from another old friend, and again, I had no idea that the argument in waking up was going to be perceived as out there among even my Marxist friends, but apparently so, I learned to my grief. And so one of my Marxist friends, and she sent me a Christmas card that arrived almost 3 months late. I guess they figured I'd be done with by then. And that she might email me or something. Who knows? But it got released and I got it 3 months late. So when I suggest that folks, you know, get in touch if they have a preferred direction following anti-systemic movements, it's going to continue this theme for sure of global organizing, because that is the only way we get free. But within that broad scope, I'm very much open. I want these shows, I want these thoughts, discussions to be helpful.